We remain in Spain for today's GeoQuiz. The Madrid Open tennis tournament is underway in our mystery destination today. It's a relatively new sports facility with a roof that slides off almost magically. But what's really spectacular about it is the court. It's blue, blue clay, Smurf blue. In a moment, we'll find out what it is and why it's there. But first, can you name the magical place where the Madrid Open is happening? Before you can say 15, love, here with the answer is freelance sports photographer Quique del Olmo. Where is the Madrid Open taking place, Quique?
Well, it's in the Caja Mágica, the famous, for somebody, the Caja Mágica, the magic box.
You know, for world-class tennis, it strikes me that this has got to be a big break in tradition. You've got green for grass, and you've got red for clay. Why change a red clay court to a blue clay court?
I imagine the only reason is marketing. I mean, it's commercial reasons.
Why marketing?
Because it's different from the rest of the tennis courts.
I see.
So the sponsors are being very happy because everybody's looking at this court.
Right. And I gather, coincidentally, the color of the main corporate sponsor of the Madrid Open happens to be blue.
Yeah, I can't tell, you know, if they have something to do with that. But it's a very good point.
Some people are saying that the blue court actually helps with color saturation. You can see the ball more easily. You're a photographer, Quique. Is it helping you?
Well, I can tell you, for us, it's great. It's fantastic. You can see the ball better. The contrast is fantastic. And it's good. On top, you have something different. You know, if you're shooting tennis in different places, well, that's a new thing. So you're always going to have a new image. For us, fantastic. But I think the most important people in this game is the tennis players. So
how are the tennis players finding this court?
They are not happy. They are not happy, and there's very different reasons. One of the reasons is because they are so used to play every day in very special conditions that when you change that, well, it's going to bother them. I mean, these people play automatically. You know, the movements are so perfect that everything can bother them. And this is something they don't like. This color, they are not used to it, so they don't like it. But on top of that, of course, there is a reason. They don't run exactly as they run in the red surface.
I've heard Rafa Nadal hates it because it's too slippery, and Serena Williams loves it because she says you don't get as dirty on it.
Well, everybody has a reason.
Everybody has an opinion. Do you play tennis?
No, I don't. I just take the photos. Yeah, I don't. But I think there is a consensus about, you know, the opinion of the majority of the players is not good. But nobody really is listening. Those days, money, sponsors are more important.
Money is more important than what the players think.
Yeah.
Freelance sports photographer Quique del Olmo, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, Rafa Nadal must now really dislike the blue clay surface. He unexpectedly lost his match today, his first loss on clay in a year, and is out of the tournament. Nadal says he won't be back next year unless the surface is changed back to normal. You can see a video of how the Madrid Open makes its controversial blue clay tennis court at theworld.org.